Implementation of the RROF denoising method in the CWB pipeline for gravitational wave data analysis, by Pablo J. Barnio et al. The data collected by the current network of gravitational wave detectors are largely dominated by instrumental noise. Total variation methods based on L1 norm minimization have recently been proposed as a powerful technique for noise removal in gravitational wave data. In particular, the regularized Rudin-Osher-Fatemi RROF model has proven effective to denoise signals embedded in either simulated Gaussian noise or actual detector noise. Importing the RROF model to existing search pipelines seems therefore worth considering. In this paper, we discuss the implementation of two variants of the RROF algorithm as two separate plugins of the coherent waveburst CWB pipeline designed to conduct searches of unmodeled gravitational waveburst sources. The first approach is based on a single-step RROF method and the second one employs an iterative RROF procedure. Both approaches are calibrated using actual gravitational wave events from the first three observing runs of the LIGO-Virgo-KAGRA collaboration, namely GW1501914, GW1512226, GW170817, and GW190521, encompassing different types of compact binary coalescences. Our analysis shows that the iterative version of the RROF denoising algorithm implemented in the CWB pipeline effectively eliminates noise while preserving the waveform signals intact. Therefore, the combined approach yields higher signal-to-noise values than those computed by the CWB pipeline without the RROF denoising step. The incorporation of the iterative RROF algorithm in the CWB pipeline might hence impact the detectability capabilities of the pipeline along with the inference of source properties. This was implementation of the RROF denoising method in the CWB pipeline for gravitational wave data analysis, by Pablo J. Barnio et al.